sound, man. Echo.
Echo both.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 I think the battery is wrong at this point. There's a battery in it that goes out. Hare Krishna. Call him. The battery is gone. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare
Hare. So we shall read from Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto. And before we read the same invocation, you can repeat after me.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Why Balaram is known as Sankarsha.
Balaram, or sometimes Ram. In the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although devotees of Lord Rama may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Rama. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Rama. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of three Ramas: Parusaram, Raghupati Ram, and Balaram. All of them are Ramas. Omigyana Timirandasya Ajnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manomistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantika Mancha Kalpa Tadubhyascha Agriva Sindhubhya Evacha Apatita Nam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namah. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vatsali Gaur Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this beautiful temple, which is not different from the Holy Dham, we are constantly or eternally in the presence of the three features of Balaram. And those three features of Balaram that are present amongst us here on the altar is that Balaram first appeared as Lakshman. And Lakshman at that time was known as Ramanuja. Anuja means younger brother of Lord Ramanuja. So we are most fortunate to be in the presence of Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, and especially for today on Lakshman. When Lakshman was serving as the constant attendant of Lord Ramachandra in Ayodhya, he was full of ecstasy as the constant attendant of Lord Ramachandra. In fact, Lakshman used to rise earlier than Lord Ramachandra, and Lakshman used to take rest later than Lord Ramachandra. That means Lakshman used to rise to awake Lord Ramachandra from his yoga nidra, a spiritual slumber, not ordinary sleep like we go through in the evenings and the night. And Lakshman used to rise earlier than Lord Ramachandra to wake him up, and also used to take rest later to place him in bed. So he was in great ecstasy when doing this service. But then he became morose and was in great pain when Lord Ramachandra married Mother Sita, because his service as a personal attendant is naturally or automatically taken away. And now the personal attendant who replaced Lakshmi, his mother Sita herself. So much pain. But this pain he kept within himself and never exhibited it externally. Never ever exhibited it externally. So there are many aspects, many pastimes of Lakshmi being for pain. Lakshmi never saw the face of Mother Sita. He always saw the feet of Mother Sita because he regarded them as senior to him, being married to Lord Ramachandra. Mother Sita is senior to Lakshmi. There are many instances where Lakshmi used to not sleep in the evening because he used to come outside the palace of Lord Ramachandra after he married, and Urmila used to be in the inner chambers of their palace, but he was not always Urmila even after marrying Urmila, because he was feeling great separation from Lord Ramachandra's closeness and physical service after Lord Ramachandra married. So he used to go outside the palace gates during the evening, Lakshmi, and he used to cry in great distress and service and separation, feeling so much separation from God, Ramachandra, but he could not do anything about it. He could not even go into the inner chambers where Sita and Lord Ramachandra used to reside. He could not even go to the inner chambers. So in this distressful condition, immediately when he heard that Lord Ramachandra, by some higher arrangement through the agency of Kaikeya, that Ramachandra has to go to the forest. And this he was so happy for. He was in some ecstasy when he heard Lord Ramachandra was to go to the forest. So immediately he went to Lord Ramachandra and he said, "I am coming with you." Like that. "I am coming with you." So when Lord Ramachandra asked Lakshmi, "What about Urmila? She's going to miss you." So Lakshmi said, "I do not really take service from anyone, including her, because I am used to only serving and not to accept service, and that's for you. So she won't miss me much because I didn't really allow her to do much service for me. In fact, I told her to just serve our mothers in that way." So he gave that reason, and that convinced Lord Ramachandra, "Okay, you can come with me to the forest." And he was so happy because he knew Sita would not come. You know, a queen, a princess, going to the forest is no place for her. And she's used to the comforts of royalty. How can she stay in the forest and sleep on the leaves? So he was happy. But then, we know what happened. Sita somehow convinced Lord Ramachandra she wants to accompany them. And again, Lakshmi was thrown into a deep distress like that. And then this distress of Lakshmi was spoken by Lord Ramachandra to Mother Sita that he is distressed like that. So then Sita convinced Lakshmi, "No, you will be happy because we will be living together. We will be living together. there'll be no palace. And you can constantly serve Lord Ramachandra and myself together. And she asked, what is the service? And she said, you will be our personal bodyguards. So he was very happy in that sense. So off they went to the Dandakaranya forest. And we are aware that the pain came again. It was pain. When Sita told Lakshmana, you go and help your brother Lord Ramachandra. He's screaming for help when Lord Ramachandra was killing Marich in the form of a golden deer. And Marich impersonated the voice of Lord Ramachandra, said, Lakshmana, Sita, please help. Again, he was pained because he took a vow when he was younger and learning the military arts from Vashishta, that anybody who tells me to disobey the order of Lord, disobey the order of Lord Ramachandra, I will kill immediately. So yes, Sita is telling Lakshmana, you disobey the order of Lord Ramachandra, who told you to safeguard me. Who told you to safeguard me? And this was very painful for Lakshmana. Very painful for Lakshmana. And he did this very honor of Ramachandra and leave Sita for the Lakshmana Rekha and go there. Very painful for him. Of course, these were the details of that which I discussed one evening here, which will take a while. Then at the end, when Sita was, at least at that time, when Sita was left, so Sita went forward to the circle when Ravana came and disguised as a Brahman. But at that time, in Lakshmana Rekha, the circle of Ravana, which protected her, was actually from an Agni Astra, or a fiery arrow. So the fire was not from the inside, but the fire was from the circle towards the outside. And immediately when Ravana came, he saw fire came up. So he couldn't go beyond that circle. It was guarding him. At that time, Agnidev, in his planet, was seeing that Ravana was about to take Sita away, snatch her, or kidnap her. So he entered into that ring of fire. And at that time he was in distress also because he cannot touch Sita. Nobody can touch Sita, not even Ravana. So in his distress, the person that can help you the most is your wife. In his distress, he called out for his consort. Agni's consort is Swaha. So she came. And she asked Agni, what is the matter? Why are you in anxiety? No, Sita is coming. She has to come into your arms and then I will take you both to my bow. And then when Sita looked back, she saw she left a shadow, which is called Maya Sita. And then Maya Sita, or Abbas Rupa, shadow form of Sita, was taken away by Lava. So when eventually Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana, he summoned Hanuman, you go and fetch Sita from the Ashoka Grove. So when Sita was being brought by Hanuman towards Lord Ramachandra, he said, wait, don't come any further, some distance away. So Sita followed the instruction and she waited. So she saw that Lord Ramachandra was quite serious and grave. And Lord Ramachandra told Sita, this is not the real Sita. Who is she? Maya Sita. A possible shadow form of real Sita. You won't know this in Ramana and Sullivan and Chopra's movies. They like to entertain, to show that how demon like Ravana can kidnap Sita. They only show that part. And everyone likes to see that part. Because it incites your lusty desires to also capture other men's wives. It doesn't purify you. This is the real story, real history coming from the Kumbha Purana. So immediately Lord Ramachandra told Maya Sita, I do not accept you because I uphold the Dharma of the Raghu dynasty. And the Dharma of the Raghu dynasty tells us that any woman who has left her husband and is staying in another man's house more than one night, we do not take that. And this is 4 months that she has stayed. So you can go, whatever you want. So immediately at that time, Sita looked towards Lakshman. And Lakshman is unaware that this is Maya Sita. And she looked towards Lakshman and she told Lakshman, I want to commit suicide. I want to enter into fire. Then Lakshman looks at Lord Ramachandra and he acknowledges, follow her instruction like you always did. So Lakshman took the same Agni Astra. When he made that circle, Lakshman, he took the same arrow, fiery arrow. Before he could shoot that fiery arrow into the ground to create fire, he took a vow. Because he said, this is the limit. This is too much. I appeared as the younger brother of Lord Ramachandra and have to strictly follow his order. And I have also appeared as the younger brother and therefore I am junior to Sita. And I also have to follow her order. It's too much. It's too painful for me to light the very fire in which Sita is going to enter and take a life. It's too much. So Lakshman then took a vow that never again when we appear, I will appear as younger brothers. He took a vow at that time. So he lit the fire, Sita entered the fire, Maya Sita. She was burnt. And then Agni as Astra, that fire, brought Agni with Swaha, or at that is the real Sita. They entered the fire. And the real Sita walked to Lord Ramachandra, touched his feet, and off they went to Ayodhya. But Lakshman took that vow. So when Lakshman appeared again in Krishna Leela, he appeared not as younger brother, he appeared as elder brother, Balaram. And we are Balaram here today. Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. And Balaram does not need to be ordered by Krishna or by Balaram. Because he is elder. He is elder. So therefore, Balaram, he did not take part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Because if Krishna ordered him, he could refuse the order because he is elder brother. And Krishna knows he cannot order Balaram to fight in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. At that time when the battle was going on, just prior to that, Balaram went on pilgrimage. He did not take any part in the battlefield because he could make his own decision as the elder brother. But then he became very morose and sad and depressed again. And depressed again. That when I was Lakshman, so much service was there. And now I'm Balaram, the elder brother, Radha and Krishna are not giving me any service. So another type of stress came, and depression. So he was desiring to serve Radha Krishna, but they would not give him service because he is elder. They would not give him any service. So as a result, Balaram, in his deep depression of not receiving any service from Radha Krishna, like that, that depressed state of consciousness entered into, you can say in one sense, the consciousness of Srimati Radharani. And entered into the family of Kirtida and Vishwabhava. Because when children are born to transcendental personalities, it's not like children are born at home. In the material world, it is through consciousness. It is not through the physicalness of male and female. So from the consciousness of Srimati Radharani, it entered the consciousness of Vishwabhava, which entered the heart of Mother Kirtida. And from her heart, a younger sister was born through the seed of the depression or stress state of Balaram. And her name is Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari is the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. So through the agency of Ananga Manjari, who used to make Srimati Radharani rise from bed by touching the lotus feet every morning and massaging the lotus feet every evening. Through the agency and the potency and consciousness of Ananga Manjari, Balaram used to serve Radha and Krishna. But still, he was not completely satisfied and fulfilled. That although my expansion of Ananga Manjari is serving Radha Krishna, still I am not personally serving. He has that desire. I am not personally serving. He has that desire. And that desire was never ever fulfilled in Krishna Leela. Because Radha Krishna would never instruct him to give himself. But still he had that desire. So that desire was eventually fulfilled in Balaram making another appearance. In Balaram making another appearance, and then Balaram again appeared with the next manifestation of Balaram on our altar. Balaram next appeared as Nityananda Balaram. And we are fortunate to also have Gaudetaya, which is the third feature of Balaram in this beautiful holy dam here in ISKCON Nairobi. And when Nityananda Ram appeared, Balaram's desire to serve the divine couple was fully satisfied in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is long before Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So Nityananda Balaram fulfilled his own desire by serving Lord Chaitanya, and he also appeared as the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya and served him to his heart's content. And at the same time, Ananga Manjari, although serving Srimati Radharani in Krishna Leela, like that, she cannot take service from Balaram because Balaram expanded into her form. And she also desired to take service from Balaram because she was serving Radha and automatically Krishna served. So Ananga Manjari appeared as the combined, and at least Ananga Manjari appeared as the two forms of Nityananda's, Balaram's consorts, named Janava Devi, Janava Mata, and Vasudha Devi. Vasudha Devi and Janava Mata are the incarnation of Ananda Manjari. Chaitanya Leela. So this is a very important lesson for the world and for us. Anyone who wants to enter into Krishna Leela, it is not possible in this Kali Yuga. It is not possible to enter Krishna Leela in this Kali Yuga. It's only possible to enter Krishna Leela through the mercy and through the understanding of the Panchatattva. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasati Gaura Bhaktivedanta. And Srila Prabhupada has also taught us that in disciplic succession, only then one is qualified to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is Krishna Leela. So therefore, we see that the associates, the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself are merciful in allowing us to enter into Krishna Leela. So without the mercy of Nityananda Balaram, we cannot serve Balaram himself. And without the mercy of Balaram, we cannot serve Lord Ramachandra, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. So one time, one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada that how do we get the mercy of Radha Krishna? Then Srila Prabhupada replied, you should worship Lord Chaitanya to get the mercy of Radha Krishna. Without the worship of Lord Chaitanya, you cannot serve Radha Krishna. And then the disciple asked, and how do you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? And Srila Prabhupada said, you have to worship Lord Nityananda, who is not different from Balaram. Then the disciple asked, and how do you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Srila Prabhupada, in his humility, didn't say the actual answer. He didn't say the actual answer. But he said another answer. Like that. He said that in order to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, which is not different from Balaram, you have to preach to people who are like Jagai and Madai. You have to preach to people who are like Jagai and Madai. And everyone in the Kali Yuga has qualities of Jagai and Madai. Demoniac and sinful qualities. Like that. So later on, the disciple in his contemplation, he said, but it's funny that Prabhupada said that we have to get the mercy of Nityananda Balaram to preach to people like Jagai and Madai. Like that. So the disciple was a little confused. And he went back to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, but Srila Prabhupada, where do you fit in? Where do you fit in? Prabhupada didn't say anything about himself. He said, where do you fit in? Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, I wanted to tell you that when I came to New York City, all of you were like Jagais and Madais. And I preached to you. But then you became so purified that you can preach to other Jagais and Madais. Like that. So it is important to note that in order to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one has to get the mercy of the representative of Lord Nityananda. That means the guru in disciplic succession. One has to get the mercy and the instructions of the spiritual master in disciplic succession. And therefore, Balaram is known as Adi Guru, and anyone coming in the disciplic succession of Balaram through Lord Chaitanya to Lord Nityananda, in that mercy and that direction that we get from our Diksha and Shiksha Gurus, we can actually enter through the disciplic succession in a transparent medium into Radha Krishna Leela. So this is so important that it's a paramount of importance that today you can directly, you can jump over. Normal days you cannot take. But on special days today, a Madhava Titi Bhakti in Janani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us, that on special days like the appearance of the Lord Balaram, in our case today, that we can directly play to Lord Balaram, we can directly pray to Lakshman, and we can directly pray to Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Baladev is there, like that. And we can directly pray to Lord Nityananda today to get this special mercy. And what is our prayer? That please be merciful to bestow the mercy and the divine instructions of my spiritual master, who's immediately available to me every day, Bodhisattva Chaturi. That is our prayer. But still you can directly pray to them for mercy on this particular day. And you have up to midnight tonight to pray for the mercy of Shri Balaram. Shri Balaram ki jai, Shri Nityananda Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Bhakti Bihari ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.
Is okay? Is it?